When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? It's estimated over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today.
Are you single and feeling out of the loop? Put away that mouse and get out of the house. Join In The Loop, Seattle's brand new activities club just for singles. Go to InTheLoopSingles.com today.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
I'm actually kind of surprised that the guy on the phone for a second date update today actually wants to do a second date update. Because in his email, he said that the girl he was out with spent the whole time on her phone.
Annoying.
It's a problem I've never had, because usually girls are so mesmerized by my beautiful hazel eyes.
Shut up.
They never even think about staring at their phone screen. Only time they do it is actually take a picture of my eyes because they want to show their friends. Anyway, I guess we'll talk to Jesse and see why he wants to call this girl back. So, Jesse, your email said the girl you went out with was on her phone the whole time. Why do you even want to do a second date update?
Well, she's actually a really cool person, and besides the fact that she was on her phone the whole time, I do like her.
Okay.
You know, we did have some conversation.
I feel like that this is such a good example of men who really love the chase.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like the girl was really bored on your date if she's on her phone the whole time.
I guess I didn't think about that part.
What's her name, first of all?
Oh, her name's Lori.
What did you guys do on your date when you went out?
We just went out to dinner.
Okay. And how much of the date was she on her phone?
A lot.
A lot.
Oh, was she texting someone else, or was she like, oh my God, look at this Instagram picture I just put up?
I couldn't tell. She had like her phone like kind of to where I couldn't see the screen, but she was on it and was definitely typing a lot. So I assumed she was texting.
She like live tweeting your
live
date?
Tweet, yeah.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
Did you ever say, hey, can you put the phone down and concentrate on the conversation, please?
I actually did. Okay. I said it kind of rudely, I think. It was bugging me a lot. I was getting kind of pissed off about her being on the phone and not, she'd be mid-conversation and would not be paying attention to what I was saying. And I'd ask her a question and I'd say something and she wouldn't answer. And so I kind of blew up at her, I guess. I kind of yelled. I didn't yell, but I said it loud enough to where the tables next to us kind of looked over.
Really?
No. What did you
say?
I was just like, who are you texting? Like, I was in the middle of talking, and she obviously wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, you're like, hey, person over here across the table who's probably going to pay for your expensive dinner, would you mind putting the phone down for a second?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't that bad, but I think I did come off as a jerk.
So did she put her phone down at that point? Were you guys actually able to enjoy the rest of the date?
She did put her phone down, but the date wasn't too enjoyable after that.
All right.
awkward moment.
So
is that why you think she's not calling you back, because you yelled at her about being on the phone?
I'm afraid it is. After the date, I apologized. I tried to explain to her that I was wanting to hang out with her. I'd been so excited about finally having a date with her. And, you know, I just wanted to talk to her, and she was on the phone the whole time. And so, I was also nervous something was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was a family issue or something, but she wouldn't tell me who she was texting, and she kind of hugged me, and then we went our ways, and I haven't heard back.
You didn't say, like, can we try this again?
Yeah, I did. I was like, you know, please, let's meet up again. And she just kind of nodded, yes, yeah, okay. And you know, I was like, all right, well, I'll text you. And I texted her a couple times. And
we know she knows how to use that phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We know she's getting that text message.
We know that she's seen your text for sure. She hasn't gotten back to you at all. Not a word.
No, not anything. And I'm not trying to be overbearing and get on her a whole bunch, but I at least need to know. I mean, if she's mad at me when I yelled at her, I don't know.
You just want the opportunity to explain to her that, hey, sorry I snapped, but you were on your phone the whole time and that's pretty rude.
Yeah. And I feel like I did explain that afterwards, but it was, you know, it was right after it happened. And I just kind of want to, if that's the problem, I'd like to apologize to her again about it and, you know, and try to have another date. And maybe whatever she's on the phone with about, she can not do that next time and I won't yell at her.
What makes her so special? I mean, if you're online dating, I'm assuming that you have some other options you can go with.
Yeah, well, honestly, she's gorgeous. When I first started talking with her, I thought she was too pretty for a dating website, you know, but then I got to know her a little bit and we have a lot of the same interests and, you know, I don't know. I would like to get to know her more.
Do you want this to be more of a hookup or are you actually trying to date this girl? Because from the sounds of your date, it sounds to me like you want to see her again just so you can hook up and you're not actually interested in dating her.
Yeah.
I mean, there's definitely part of that that...
Yeah, I've tried not to be too honest here, but...
I mean, I'd definitely like to hook up with her. I don't know, maybe a relationship, too. I don't know. I mean, you know, anything can happen. We're both young, and...
You just want another chance at whatever it is.
Yeah, I feel like I put a lot of effort into it. You know, there was a lot going on, and I guess I'm really just confused by the whole situation. And
okay, well, we'll play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update, all right?
All right, cool.
All right, hang on.
2.5. Brooke and Jubal in the morning. Second date update.
I actually don't know if I should do today's second date update.
What's that?
You there, Jesse?
Yeah, I'm here.
Jesse wants us to call a girl named Lori. They went out on a first date. Lori spent her whole time texting while they were on the date. He even called her out for it, got kind of mad at her, and then things got awkward at that point, and the date was sort of over after he called her out for the texting. Jesse, I think I shouldn't do this second date update.
Why?
Well, because I've got a little bit of insider information. The person she was texting on your date was me.
That is not true.
Yeah, she was texting me the whole time like, hey, this guy Jesse's a bore. I need a real man to swoop up in here so I can enjoy my evening.
Yeah.
You still want me to do the second date? You still want my seconds? I guess I can give them to you.
Yeah, I know how to better you, so it'll be fine.
Oh, gosh, Jesse. Right.
Well, that's the gist of it, though. Jesse went out with this girl. She spent the whole time texting. They got in an argument, and she hasn't talked to him since. We're about to get her on the phone and find out if she wants to go out with him again, even though she didn't seem very interested on your actual date, Jesse.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to dial the phone number. We'll probably get her on the phone because I'm assuming it's attached to her hand at all times. And find out if she'd like to go out with you again, okay?
Awesome.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Lori, please?
This is Lori.
Hey, Lori, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
who is this?
Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning, the radio show.
What can I do for you?
Well, you could start by letting me know why you're not calling my man Jesse back.
What?
You remember going on a date with a guy named Jesse?
Yeah.
Well, Jesse listens to our radio show, and we do a segment called The Second Date Update. Jesse wants to know why you're not calling him back.
Oh. That's weird.
It is kind of weird, and I know it's a weird phone call to get, but do you have a few minutes to talk to us about your date with Jesse?
I guess so.
Okay. Sure. I have a question for you. So Jesse told us a little bit about your date. He said that you were texting the whole time during your date. And then he told us at one point he called you out for it and you seemed a little annoyed that he did that.
Yeah, he got really mad at me.
He said that.
Is that the reason why you don't want to see him again?
It's just one of those things where it just didn't work out. It just wasn't a good fit.
Okay.
Were you like disappointed when you saw him?
No.
Why were you texting the whole time on your date?
I was just texting my friend because it was about something he said that was so nuts that I couldn't even believe this was happening. Like, I thought I was, like, on, like, a hidden camera show or something.
Wait, something Jesse said that was so crazy?
Yeah.
What did he say?
I mean, it was just bad. And whatever. It's not that. I really don't want to talk about it, really.
Well,
you know?
Here's the thing. Jesse wants us to do this, so he probably should know for future dates if he's saying something so outrageous that you have to text your friend in the middle of it. It might be helpful to him to know what he said.
Yeah, okay. So he asked me, like, you know, kind of what are you into, you know, and I was like, oh, I'm, you know, kind of into photography right now. Mm-hmm. You know, just stuff that I like to do. And
just normal first date talk.
Yeah, yeah. And then I was like, oh, I asked him what he's into, and he said, I'm really into Hitler.
What?
No way. Oh, he had to be
was
kidding.
Is he talking about a different Hitler or the most famous Hitler?
I thought it was like, oh, is there a band called Hitler? Which is weird, but like, what?
That's a little shocking.
No, like, but then, God.
And then he said, no, seriously, I can't get enough of Hitler right now. He's amazing.
Oh, what?
He's amazing.
God.
Yeah, I'm half Jewish, too, so it's even worse. Like,
oh, like, my God.
It's just like, I don't even understand. I mean, it's
yeah.
Like, and then he starts going off on all these facts about Hitler, like things that you wouldn't even know.
Oh, did you tell him?
Like, fun facts about Hitler. It was so weird. And I was like, what am I doing here?
Yeah.
So that's why I was texting. Because I was texting my friend. I was like, what do I do? What do I say? Like, what am I doing? And then he gets mad that I was texting.
Yeah. That's kind of scary, Lori, when you're out with a guy who's like, I love Hitler. And then you're on your phone. He's like, put the phone down now. What did you say to him?
I just couldn't. I was like, it's not like it's a teaching moment, right? It's not like I need to reach across the table and go, hey, man, probably shouldn't talk about your love of Hitler on the first date.
Yeah. Oh,
that is a good point.
Oh,
hey.
I'm telling you this now. I still can't believe it.
Speaking of teaching moments and letting him know that he shouldn't be talking about his love of Hitler on a first date, Lori, he's actually on the other line listening right now.
What?
Yeah.
You're kidding.
No.
I'm shocked, too, because I had no idea that this was even something that was an issue in the date or something that came up.
It was an issue. It's an issue. It's an issue. Like, it's like a universal issue.
Yeah.
No.
It's like a hateful, horrible thing, and you're, like, into it. And what?
No. The man himself was, the person, he was an artist. He drew stuff. Look, morality aside, okay? That's crazy stuff. He was an amazing person, you know?
No. Morality's kind of the point.
I know this sounds bad, but I was just bringing up other facts about him. I mean, he's very interesting to me. The things that the person he was before things happened. You know,
before things happened?
I'm just saying that I've been reading a lot. We were talking about things we've been doing. I've been watching a lot of documentaries, and I just can't get enough of watching and learning. And it's fascinating. It's so fascinating that person, that human.
It is fascinating. I will say that. Like, I watch documentaries. It's fascinating. Oh. It's a very, very bad mark in human history.
But it is
fascinating. Is that what you were trying to say, Jesse, rather than you're a fan of Hitler?
Yes. I was not saying I do not support his...
Okay.
His issues. I do not support what he did.
You said, I'm really into Hitler right now.
Right. And, like, you know, like, I'm really into baseball right now. I'm really into,
what?
I don't know, rocket science. I don't know. Like, it was something I'm studying. It's just something I like to learn about things. It's what I'm learning about right now. I'm just learning a lot about Hitler. I keep learning more and more things, and it's crazy how much is about this guy.
Oh, my God.
That's what you want to learn. You're a fan. You're a fan.
No,
people are fans of, like, One Direction. You're that kind of fan.
Hey, don't you dare talk about One Direction, okay? We don't want to remember the things that they've done for society.
Terrible.
Look, I'm not saying I'm a fan, okay? We were talking about what we're into right now. It's what I'm reading about. This is totally getting taken out of context.
So why don't you say it like that, Jesse? Why don't you say, I've been watching a lot of documentaries about Hitler and I find them very interesting.
Even so. Who even? even says that. Like,
exactly.
You didn't even bring it up. I'm even trying to make up excuses for you now, and I don't care.
You were texting. You were texting the whole date, and then you wouldn't say anything. If you had told me that you were
scared because you seemed like a crazy evil person.
Yeah.
All right, think about it. Think about it. All right, what's worse, texting on a date or talking about Hitler?
What? Right?
I rest my case.
I guess they're both bad.
I don't even know what to do with that, really.
They're both really bad things to do on a date.
I would argue that the texting is the lesser of the two evils.
Well, it's not like he did anything Hitler did. He just said he likes to watch documentaries about him.
Not as bad of a guy as everybody thinks
he is. He's the worst guy ever.
Lori.
Oh, my gosh.
At this moment, I would like to ask if you'll go on a second date with Jesse. We will pay for it.
No. What?
Sorry, Jesse. No second date for you.
My God.
That's fine. It's okay. If she's going to get upset about little stupid things in conversation when she asked me a question.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you got a bunch of history to catch up on anyway. You don't need to be going on dates right now. Right?
Exactly. Whatever. I've got plenty of other people I can hang out. I've got a group that we meet up and we talk about all kinds of stuff. So
I bet you do. Cut up bed sheets.
It's not like that, dude. Seriously.
Move at 92.5.
The following is a high-five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah.
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.